still standing. Oh, well, the night's young.
I got this great fan letter from Paris the other day.
Yeah, you should have brought it and read it, man. Read it to me on the phone, and I just spit all over the place. I thought it was great. I laughed for 20 minutes. Of course, I'm easy. That was a good letter, Nick.
It started off, I was reading my poems in Berlin. When I noticed that your movie, Survivors, The Blues Today, was premiering at the Delphi Film Palast in Berlin. This is the letter that we got, you know. Before the movie, they invited the producer, Cork Marchesky, to say a few words about the film. He described your music as mongrel music.
Sooey.
And that there was so much of this music in America that no one really paid any attention to it at all. This is the letter I got, right?
Yeah, you would have had to been there.
He says, I was so mad, I went looking for him so I could slug him. But he got out of there real quick. But I must tell you, Nick, that the film spoke for itself. Your playing, your things you said. The people loved it. It was a packed house. And he says, the reason I left San Francisco is because I didn't want to be the one that died on the dance floor, you crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, French people.
I love this family. It was great.
Yeah, takes all kinds. I don't know. I heard that. I laughed. I thought it was funny. Maybe, you know, you would have had to been there, I guess. French what? Well, the other side was real interesting, actually. The other side of the postcard, yeah. But I noticed he deleted that part of it. I never saw anybody do that with a donkey before. I mean, I was just awed. But you know. My old pal Nick Gravenitis, we've been neighbors and friends and tolerated each other for years.
Decades, me boy. Decadent decades. We used to hang out at the Avalon Ballroom, where there were people in that back room there at the Avalon actually mummified in patchouli oil. I mean, it was like...
Yeah.
I mean, it just, they looked like this.
Always afraid
like
I had
amber,
to give one of them
you know?
A ride home because the car would be ruined. Fought for years to get bourgeois. Yeah, right. Dad, remember all the... Yeah, oh, never mind. It's been a long time since I've seen somebody breastfeed in a dressing room, but that was quite common. That and... But you people don't want to hear about that.